Today's biggest stories, tomorrow's newsmakers in the capital city. Your host is Michael Cohen for the Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Good evening, Michael Cohen here with producer Desi Simmons. It's Wednesday, July 20th. Repopulating Detroit with immigrants. That's the governor's Snyder's plan. I'll be talking to the director of the Alliance for Immigrants' Rights and Reform to find out what that's going to mean for the Motor City. And a car that can go hundreds of miles on a single gallon of gas. A new documentary alleges that the technology has been around for decades and has been held back from the public. I'll be talking to the directors of the film to get to the bottom of that assertion. But first, hundreds of state workers could face layoffs if a deal is not reached on employee concessions soon. Governor Snyder's budget director, John Nixon, has asked state department heads to prepare contingency plans because of a lack of progress on concession talks with state worker unions. To get the latest on the situation, I'm joined by Kurt Weiss, spokesman for the state budget office. Welcome to the show, Kurt.
Hey, thank you, Michael.
Now, the deadline to finalize concessions with unions is October 1st. Why is Budget Director Nixon taking this action now?
Well, if you look at the timeline, Michael, it's, you know, we're in mid-July now, and October 1st comes quicker than you think it's going to come. And part of the reason we have to start contingency planning now is a couple things. We do have to provide at least 30 days notice to the unions prior to taking any kind of a layoff action. So that puts us at September 1st right there. And then we also need to give the agencies some time to put together their contingency plans. So those are due back to us in the budget office on August 12th, which then gives us a couple weeks to review prior to that September 1st date.
I mean, is the announcement meant to somehow spur negotiations forward also?
Well, you know, I know I've heard that rumor, but it really is about, you know, we've passed this budget, you know, and the governor has signed a budget with the assumption that there will be, you know, $265 million, $145 million in general fund in employee concessions. So if we cannot get those employee concessions, we've got to really seriously look at how are we going to find that $265 million. And so it was a very sincere and honest meeting last week and a very difficult meeting with the budget officers from all the departments to say, hey, we really need you to start to do the hard work now of what happens if we can't get those concessions.
So where's the process at this point? How many unions have sat down with state officials to at least initiate the talks?
Well, and here's where it gets a little confusing, and I want to be real clear on this because I know there's been some confusion in the press over this. The unions currently, all the unions representing state employees currently have contracts that are negotiated for their economics through the end of fiscal year 12. So, they're very agreeable to coming to the table and meet with us about fiscal year 13, which we call the successor agreement. And we have been very successful in getting those meetings set up. We have all of those scheduled with the unions now. What we don't have and what's not clear to us is whether or not they're going to be willing to talk to us about reopening their contract for fiscal year 12.
Union leaders point out that many state workers are already handling massive workloads, and further layoffs would only exacerbate the problem. When you look at reductions to the corrections department, the situation could become downright dangerous. How are state officials addressing these kinds of concerns?
Well, we are concerned about it, and, you know, layoffs is the last option. That is not our preference. We'd like to be able to, you know, to talk with them and negotiate in another way. But with that said, we're working with corrections, and we're talking with them closely about, you know, if we have to reach that point of layoffs, what other options do we have with your prison facilities to make them run efficiently, considering the fact that we may have less employees. So it's a difficult situation. We're talking with how we can work through it. There are a couple options on the table there, but, you know, obviously the preference is to not have to lay folks off.
I'm talking to Kurt Weiss, spokesman for the state budget office. What kind of contingency plans will department heads now be putting together, simply cutting positions and finding ways to operate more efficiently?
Yeah, we actually gave them several options when we met with them last week. When we met with the budget officers, we said, hey, when you go back to talk with your departments and your department leadership and the directors, here's the things we think that are on the plate at this point. And we listed a number of things. One was employee layoffs. One was, you know, elimination of funded vacancies. In other words, positions that you currently have that are funded that are not filled. We talked about reorganizations of the department that would eliminate full-time employees. We talked about reductions to overtime. We talked about any technology initiatives that they might be able to implement that would produce long-term savings. And then lastly, we talked about, you know, are there services that you can contract out to a private entity that could be done cheaper than what we do with state employees that would produce some sort of long-term savings. So there are some options on the table, so we'll look at all of those when those contingency plans come back to us.
And in terms of the negotiation process, is there or are there negotiations taking place now with at least some of the unions?
Well, like I said, we have all six meetings scheduled. You know, there's six unions that represent state employees. There's SEAU, there's UAW, there's the MSEA, and then the MSPTA, the Troopers Association, AFSCME, and then MCO, which is the Corrections Organization. All of them have agreed, and we do have meetings scheduled with all of them to talk about those successor agreements or the fiscal year. We will attempt during those meetings to talk with them about fiscal year 12, and hopefully they'll do that with us. But at this point, we don't know for sure.
Well, because ultimately, you know, unions point out that hundreds of millions of dollars in concessions have already been agreed to over the years. I mean, isn't the likelihood that they will resolve these issues at the bargaining table again?
Well, it's unclear. We hope so. Certainly hope so. I will say that some of the concessions that have made in prior years have been, you know, have been one time in nature, if you will. You know, whether it's been bank leave time or furlough days. You know, things that have saved money for a specific fiscal year, but have not produced long-term savings over time. And so we're really looking at structural change with the new administration here and under Governor Snyder, and they're really looking at things that can produce long-term savings. The goal here is not to nickel and dime employees every single year and come back every year for concessions. The goal is to get this thing into structural balance. You know, make the hard concession this year so that we don't have to keep coming back year after year.
So what's the reality? Is there any possibility that there could be concessions that don't include cuts in positions?
I would say that would be surprising at this point. I mean, you know, we've already eliminated $1.5 billion. I have to balance the budget this year. So the departments have already done a lot of hard work with us at the State Budget Office to reduce their budgets already. You know, if there happen to be some other programs out there that at second glance they've looked at and said, well, maybe we can make some cuts here, we'll obviously listen to that. But, you know, we're probably at the point now where we are looking at layoffs and position cuts and those kinds of things.
And $145 million in employee concessions was the initial number reported, but the figure is actually $265 million. Can you explain that?
Yeah, $265 million is the gross number. And when I say gross, total number, the $145 million is what we call the general fund account within state government. And to sort of put it into layman's terms, if you will, I mean, you can think of it this way. You know, there may be some positions in state government that are fully funded 100% with general fund money, and there may be some positions in state government that are funded with, say, 50% general fund, 25% federal money, and 25% restricted money. So in order to get that $145 million savings in GF, you have to go above that amount in order to, you know, because of some of these positions are not totally funded with GF. So hopefully that makes sense. It is a little bit confusing.
Kurt Weiss, spokesman for the State Budget Office. Thank you for joining me, Kurt.
And I'm very happy to do so. Thanks, Michael. Come